Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Tonight, today, this weekend, it's going to be hot tonight.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be a hot one. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny, the Alice Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope you have a wonderful Friday and a whole long weekend of fun at your house or the road trip that you're planning to take. I'm sure that'll be perfectly successful. In the meantime, here's a little news to get you going on your way.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Hurry and complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020 by going to ws.radioalice.com/SF Stair Climb to make a donation. Team Alice needs your help to reach our goal of $2,500 by hitting that donate button. So
yeah,
please do. And that is where we'll begin our news.
Hold on. Hang on. I want to hear what
we're at. We're at 1770 still. Same as this morning.
Come on, Alice listeners.
We're almost there, guys.
Click that donate button.
Our first story is about the people, our first responders, the firefighters who've shown up for us and protected us from three of the biggest major wildfires ever. So they're continuing to make progress as that lightning storm that hit us over 2 weeks ago sparked lots of fires that have grown completely out of control. So right now, it's looking like the SCU Lightning Complex wildfires, the Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, that one, they say will be in full containment date by September 12th.
Oh.
So this, what that means is they'll be fighting these fires through this heat wave that we have coming. So it's brutal work, it's difficult work, and it's important work. And so hopefully this inspires you not only to appreciate them, but maybe to donate on their behalf during our stair climb. LNU complex burning in Sonoma, Napa, Solano, elsewhere, they say that full containment date remains September 8th, a day after Labor Day. That's, you know, a goal, they say, not that's their estimate. So they don't want no trouble if you've decided that you want to hold them to that. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, which is the Santa Cruz, San Mateo County's fire that I was evacuated from, they say here, and this was from yesterday's report, so they say it's at 48% contained. I think it's more like over 50% now, but the initial date of September 8th has been moved. They say as of now, we don't even have an estimate date for full containment. This fire specifically is in mountainous areas and has been really difficult for them. The terrain is tough.
Yeah.
So they don't have a specific date, but again, think of your firefighters who are out there in this heat wave when you're in front of your air conditioner going, this is torture.
Yeah. Good point.
So
click that donate button.
Yes, absolutely. So there's that.
Grateful.
That's the fires we're dealing with continue to be an issue, but our people who fight them on our behalf are working hard and taking care of business. Don't forget, this is Labor Day weekend, and many of the beaches that you would normally attend are closed. Santa Cruz Beach is closed. Pacifica Beach is closed. There's you could look online to see what's open. I think San Francisco beaches are open, so I guess you can go there. But and some of the beaches in Marin are open, but I don't know how busy they get generally.
Yeah,
I think
Stinson's pretty busy, and there's a few. You know, they're dotted along. It's not like those long stretches of coast that are down further along
down
the peninsula,
right? This story is crazy. First of all, it's a fun story because it's crazy. It's also sad that some people in their life have so much hostility that even in the afterlife, they're trying to stick it to people.
Oh, what is some ghost doing right now?
Well, so listen, this is just, I love this story and I hate it at the same time.
Okay.
All right. I want to preface this story with that. There's a private investigator named Bill Edgar. This guy is Australian, so this story is out of Australia.
Okay.
He provides this service. People who are dying hire him for $10,000 to show up at their funeral and tell secrets or settle scores with their family. Do you understand what I'm saying?
In other words, someone who knows
they're dying.
Okay.
Or has some idea that they're going to be kicking, whether it's soon or maybe they even put them on retainer.
This is crazy.
Well in advance.
Right.
But so they give him his money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell him what they want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he waits for them to die and shows up at the funeral. He's been offering this service for 2 years. He's already crashed 22 funerals. Here is what he does. Quote, I blend in with the mourners. I sit with the family and friends and in the middle of everybody. In this case, I was told to tell the best friend to sit down and shut up because my client knew he'd been trying to have an affair with his wife.
Oh.
So he yells at this person in front of everyone at the funeral. And that's what this guy was paid to do. That's the gig.
So it's not like the guy says, hey, everyone, you know, John Doe, he paid me to reveal a bunch of secrets and listen up because here they are.
No, he does it in a way.
He just infiltrates
right, and
ruins the party and lets someone else know that your secret is not safely dead and 6 feet under.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Another time he says he was hired to tell mourners at a biker's funeral that his client was gay. And his significant other is in the audience.
Without revealing who the significant other was?
Right.
Oh.
Right.
That's interesting.
So I don't know what that's about. You'd think if he was someone who was...
It's a cool idea. I kind of love it. Yes.
I hate it. It's awful. That's really bitter crap. That here you are dying and you're thinking, how can I give it to somebody one last time? Here's another thing he says. He also says clients hire him to get rid of stuff they don't want their family to find, like, quote, money, drugs, guns, and porn.
Oh, if you find out that I die, here's where my stash is. Let's get rid of that. I don't need my mom finding the Zother file.
Well, that's a good... That's not...
Happy
Not
Friday,
everybody
Ben.
Everybody knows what you just referenced, but okay, sure.
Everybody's got his other file, Ben. You don't want your mom finding that. She doesn't want to find it either. This guy's actually providing quite a great service.
I agree, absolutely. In that case, sure. Of course, you don't want... I don't know what things that you would not want your wife... Maybe find your dildo collection if you have one of those.
Well, you don't want your kids to find that. I
sure,
mean, your
right.
husband and wife probably... You know, actually, this is giving me a pretty good idea. I may talk to my housekeeper. I mean, she knows all my secrets. I'd be like, okay, listen. If I croak, I'm going to need you to go, you know, maybe it's when the second one of us croaks. You know, I'm going to need you to go through and, you know, the stuff that needs to get out. The kids don't need to know about that.
On top of having started a business out of thin air, because this isn't something that did exist or should.
Oh, it should. This is great. I love it.
It also looks like let me go back and get his first name. Bill Edgar is turning his life into a movie. because or a TV show. They haven't decided what it's going to be exactly yet. But Bill signed a deal to have his life developed into a film or TV show based on these experiences that he's. And I actually see that happening.
Well, and now that he's getting Bill, it's great because he's getting known. So now you're going to be looking for this guy at funerals and be like, God, I hope that Bill Edgar guy is here. I'm dying to hear. You know, I've always thought that this person and this person, and maybe that happened, and maybe Bill Edgar will be there and tell us all about it.
The problem with undercover work is that ultimately you do have to hire new people to go in once you've shown your face. So it's possible he's going to have to get staff to go and do these things for him.
It's a great idea.
That he's become known.
Right.
You like it?
I do. I think, I think it's great.
Why not? Because you should just be at peace with life as you're dying, not feeling like
I can't
I've
be at peace unless I know that everybody's going to get theirs at my funeral.
Jesus.
I'm going to cause havoc.
All the stuff that you say, like, over my dead body, then you can get that resolved.
Yeah,
with this
you
guy.
Get right. Exactly.
Oh, great.
Nice, Bryn.
Man, bitter much?
No, not that much, you know.
All right.
Just I can't think of anybody people. I need to tell anything to, but I might. You never know. Life is long. You hope.
Right. You hope. Knocking. Labor Day is the third most popular day of the year for grilling behind 4th of July and Memorial Day. Probably less so now that we're seeing beach closures and also you can't visit your friends. But, you know.
You can still grill stuff.
Sure.
Cry into your grilled chicken.
A new study ranked the states that love barbecue most. Do you love barbecue?
I do love barbecue.
I do too.
I love smelling the food cooking. I love the whole outdoor eating thing. I adore it. I love all the different foods.
Although for me, I would say I'm more of a spicy than sweet barbecue sauce. I don't like it to be sweet. I don't like it to taste like sugar, and I don't like it to taste like fruit. I want it to taste spicy.
I like them both. I like it to be spicy and sweet.
Barbecue sauce.
Montana, only 16th in barbecue joints per capita, but more barbecue-related Google searches than any other state, ranks number one among barbecue states. Montana.
I would have thought Texas, for sure.
And you know what? Texas isn't even in the top 10.
Oh, my God.
Texas came in 13th place, but I also would associate barbecue with Texas. They say Missouri. Wyoming again with the
there.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Kansas was number 2. Missouri number 3. Which are you lived in Missouri, right?
Yeah, and there's a huge the thing is there's a lot of states that are like this is how you do barbecue, like there's like a Kansas City style and there's a St. Louis style and there's a battle, you know, there's some kind of a feud between them. I assume there are other states like that.
Oklahoma has the most barbecue restaurants per capita, but only ranked 5th. Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Alabama. That's your top 10. The states least obsessed with barbecue include Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. They've got their own things, though. I mean,
yeah, we got bad pizza. Come on.
You eat a pizza in New York, you'll
come
never.
Come on, I'm going to get some subs. It'll be easier than if we have to throw stuff out on the grill. Forget it. Forget about it.
Oh, people will just do a group of subs for the party.
Let's get some grinders and some bar pizzas, and we're all set.
Oh, I am not great on time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Let's see. Sarah and Vinny, I know how you can get the East Coast channels so you can watch Big Brother. Call me or text me. Thanks, Brian. All right. Well,
let's do it. Send me that.
We don't really have your number there, Brian, but
unless
those X's act. Can you see?
Oh, yeah. I can get that number if you want.
All right.
Well,
you got the caller.
Brian, I need you to make the call. Yeah, I don't want to call a random dude who's might just be tricking us. I need you to call a random dude.
Why don't you make the call from the station so it can be from that number?
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if Star 69 still works. Is that?
It does.
Of course it does.
It does.
I wouldn't even know.
This reveal after death guy sounds like the makings of a great comedy movie. Yeah, or a series on TV. I mean,
I love it. I think it's great.
It's scandalous for sure. It's also super bitter, but okay.
Expensive too. I bet you we can get somebody to do it for cheaper around here.
When you say the beaches are closed, make sure you say all the way from Pacifica to Big Sur. That's all of San Mateo, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties. Starts at Pacifica and includes Half Moon Bay, etc.
Don't go to the beach.
Right. That's what they're trying to tell you. Please, don't do it. And yet...
people are going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Damn you, Sarah Clark, says 408.
Oh, why?
The Handmaid's Tale is awesome. Thank you for recommending it.
Now they have to sign up for Hulu. I get it.
It's depressing as hell, though, everybody.
Despair porn. It's, yeah. But it's so good and just so, you can't wait.
But a lot of people are already in a fragile state.
Yep, it's a hard one to watch during
this. This may not be the best time for Handmaid's Tale. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
It'll still be there. She's a great actress. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The work on the show is excellent, and yet... yikes.
If you love her, you know, obviously she's a Mad Men too, but she does a show called Top of the Lake where she's a detective. And they're set in, like, I want to say Australia, and one of them's in New Zealand. Those are also just excellent. She's just such a great actress.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And she's the first time I became aware of her was in Mad Men, and she's also excellent in that. Her relationship with Don Draper is weird and cool and crunchy and all of the above. So worth a watch if you're into her. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny, right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.